Thank you for holding. Is this Ken?
It is.
Hey, Ken. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing this morning?
Good. How you doing?
So far, so good. Been busy. I know you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details, but did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me about the listing on Google or how any of it works?
If I'm not actually on Google, how does it work?
Yeah, we have to create your Google business profile first and foremost. So we'll create that, and then we have to verify your listing. So Google's going to send like a postcard to you in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of that card that we need from you to receive. And then we have to send in some paperwork. So it'll ask for like license, insurance, photo of the workplace, work vehicle, things like that. It's a form we have you fill out. We send it over to you digitally. And then once we have that verified, then your listing shows up. Then we need to go into the back of that listing and actually do the optimization. So now you show up on the first page for the services you offer. Just doing the verification make it so you exist as a company. They could just look up Pro Plumbing and see you. But, you know, the optimization and the placement is the real moneymaker. Most people are just typing in plumber, plumbing contractor. So the optimization is going to lead to you getting exposure from people who are doing a general search for what you do. And that's where you get a lot of the traffic and the phone calls from. You're catching people like right at the moment they're looking for your help.
We've had Google listings before. And for some reason, hold on, let me go. I might be able to see this one. I have tried to get, your business is not verified to customers. I have all our information already plugged in. We did a video for them that they wanted. They wanted to do like a 2-minute video of, we're home based. I mean, I do service work. I have a truck. I mean, before we had...
Yeah, that's normal. No, that's normal, though. I mean, we just hide your street address. Still got to be PIN verified, but most of the time, it's not uncommon that people in service-based industries do work from home.
Right, and which I realize, but I don't know. Right now, I'm having no end of bad luck with Google.
They don't really put an emphasis on anything that you're doing, Ken, until you're actually advertising with them. You know, they don't have any sense of urgency.
I was going to say, we have other stuff going on. But I was going to say, the other thing is I need to figure out how to get rid of stuff that's on there.
The Google business profile?
I've got two. And I think one of them, I've been getting stuff from, which I can't make go away, that I keep getting phone calls on.
You have a whole nother business or just a separate business profile?
We had a gun shop. We split the gun shop, so we did service on one side, on the other. So we had two businesses that were the same shop. One of the profiles went away, but one of them we have never, and I mean never, been able to. And I get phone calls from people all the time asking questions. I'm sorry, we sold that business a couple years ago. We just can't get Google to do anything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You need a name, address, and phone number cleanup. That's like part of our setup. We usually charge a setup fee for name, address, and phone number audits so that everything that has to do with your current name, address, phone number, it gets updated and any old listings get rinsed or cleaned. So we do that. We'd be able to clear that up for you and resolve that issue.
Mm-hmm. How much is it?
Well, we don't do just that. I mean, that's a part of the optimization. So our services are month to month, though. You don't have to commit to like a 6-month contract or a year if you guys just want to try it out. And then we want to build your website for you too, so that way you have a site. Do you guys have a .com for your Google business profile? Because I'm not seeing one.
We do.
You do? Okay. I didn't see one anywhere. All right, so through GoDaddy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, Facebook. I can put you guys on a platinum package bundle that would clear your discrepancies. It'll do the name, address, and phone number audit. I could do it for $249 month to month. We normally charge a $299 setup fee, but I'm waiving the setup fee and we'll just do it for the monthly charge, $249 month to month, if you guys want to come on board with us today.
One second. Mm-hmm. Okay. since this is month to month, there's no contract whatsoever.
There's still a written service agreement, so you will get that in writing and you'll get the invoice receipt. But yeah, it's month to month. There's no contract
for how long?
Well, it stays month to month as long as you're with us, and it'll stay $249 for as long as you're with us. And then in your service agreement, it says you can cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. If you discontinue, you still have all your Google Business Profile verified and everything that we cleaned up. You just won't see yourself on the first page anymore. But at that point, it would still be a benefit to you compared to where you guys are at now.
Hold on a moment.
Yeah, like even if you tried it and canceled it, you'd still be a lot better off at least having those listings cleaned up, resolving those issues. But I don't think you'll cancel it. I mean, the company Home Advisor by Angie's that you guys are on, they get most mm-hmm. of their leads from Google advertising. So they do this type of advertisement, but they're underneath where we're talking about listing you now. So you guys would actually be ranked above them. And, you know, they're just reselling leads. They sell their leads to like four or five of you at a time, four or five plumbers. And then they charge you the lead fee even if you don't get the job. So it's like just having yourself up there lets customers call you direct.
Done. I'm gonna give you a horror story right off the bat, just so you can pass it on to somebody if you'd really like to.
Oh, I've heard today them all. I've been here 10 years.
Today is our first day with Angie's, which was originally a Home Advisor, now Angie's List.
With Service Magic, even before Home Advisor.
Our leads weren't supposed to start till today, somehow or another. We were doing some training Saturday, and they're showing us how to use the app and stuff, or explaining to us. And they're basically telling us, go ahead and turn on your leads, blah, blah, blah. Nothing starts until Monday. We turned them on, and I shit you not, within, less than 30 minutes, we had the first lead, and We weren't watching for it because we weren't planning on anything coming in until today. I called them today to try to resolve the issue. The young lady that I spoke with on the phone pretty much told me, "Tough, read your contract."
Huh.
Yeah. So we're
done. Yeah.
And
yeah, I mean, I would be too. I don't want to say anything bad, but yeah, that's just a joke. It's horrible.
I was going to say, I'm pretty much decided, well, at least I know what I'm dealing with right up front.
and it's sad because I've been here over 10 years. You know, and when I first started here, they were called Service Magic, and the Federal Trade Commission shut them down for doing that type of thing. And this is way back then. And then they rebranded as Home Advisor and then started doing the same thing, but promising that they weren't, you know, and then come to find out, same thing. So what happened, though, is a lot of these business owners started going after them. They had so many lawyers going after them that they were just buried neck deep in it. Now there's all these articles where they've been having to pay people back, like they were paying back $7.2 million per month for like a good portion of last year. But I mean, they're a billion dollar business, you know. So I don't know how much that's really affecting them, but I think it should be shut down again.
Well, HomeAdvisor is going away, and it's becoming AngieList, because originally when we spoke with them, it was under HomeAdvisor, and now it's all starting to roll up underneath Angie.
Yeah, they acquired Angie's List in 2017. So they actually bought them out because Angie's List was going bankrupt. And so they turned it into Angie's Leads now. And so what they're being caught doing is they're selling the same leads that they're getting off of Google on HomeAdvisor, but they'll also go sell them to like three or four other people on Angie's List. And that's the real problem, is they go, oh, it's too bad, you should have read your contract, right? That's one thing. But then when you go to call those leads, you know, you'll find, hey, I already have somebody here. Like, if you don't call them right away, because they're selling it to like four or five or six or however many people at a time, you know, you lose out on the opportunity altogether. It's basically just a phone number, because they're not helping you by any means get the job if they're giving it to multiple people. So that's how they make their money. Maybe they got it off of Google for $10, but they'll sell it to like five or six of you for $30. Now they got $150 with their $10, and then, you know, so it's not it's one of them pyramid scheme type things, you know.
Yeah, like I said, we the salespeople are great, though. I will go on that. They're smooth as butter.
But jeez.
it spirals out of control quickly after that.
Yeah, so we don't get involved with you and your customers here. As a Google partner, our job is simply just to put you up there. So the calls that you get are organic. Like a lot of people ask me, like, oh, what can you guarantee us? I'm like, I can't guarantee anything. The reality is you're just up there, and then people, like real human beings in your area that are searching for a plumber, will see you, and then they decide to call you, and then you get live calls like that in real time. And we just we let you guys hash it out from there. They're already looking up plumber in order to get your information, so we don't need to stick our nose in there and say, we think this one's worth this much, or let me get their information and sell it to 10 people. We have no interest in that. We just post you.
Okay. What do you need
from us? Well, I'd have to verify the information first and foremost, so that way we can knock out your name, address, and phone number cleanup. That's going to be big. And then I have to just verify that, create the profile, secure it, and then I would need you guys to do a client interview today and fill out your Google verification form as soon as you can. If you guys can get that to me by Friday, then it's just a matter of answering the calls as the customers come in and try to generate good reviews. Take care of people.
I was going to say, that part's easy.
I have no doubt. We have a qualified candidates list, so, you know, if you didn't qualify for it, we wouldn't be talking. Yeah.
I am getting ready to take off to go do some work down south a bit.
Okay. Well, if it's something you want to give a shot, I mean, I can get the profile created here in like 2 to 3 minutes, and then we could circle back for the client interview. This afternoon or tomorrow. Okay.
Let's go ahead and do that.
Okay. What's your last name, Ken?
Yarwood. YARWOOD.
YARWOOD?
Correct.
Okay. And obviously Ken is short for Kenneth, right?
Yep.
Okay. And then what's your business street address so I can verify and resend a PIN verification letter? And I'll hide this address. I know you're doing business from home.
Yeah, it's 841 North Carter Street.
North Carter Street, Wichita. Here it is. Okay, I gotcha. 67203?
Yes.
Okay, and then what's the domain name for your website? I didn't see your website anywhere.
Domain is... Pro Plumbing KS.
Ah, that's why. Okay. It's a .com, right? Not a .net.
Yeah, .com.
Interesting. It says that it's parked, like you own the domain, but it's not actually showing me any like content on the site. Do you just have the domain name?
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. So you need graphic design, and you need a website built.
I've got graphics already.
Yeah, there's nothing on it.
Yeah.
It's not finished.
You mean as far as our logo?
No, just the actual site. Like, if you type in proplumbingks.com, it's just a GoDaddy thing. There's nothing up there.
Yeah, we don't have a webpage.
Oh, okay. So that's just the domain name. You have the domain name. You don't have the actual site built.
No. And actually, we don't want to build an actual website. All we want is a landing site.
A landing page?
Or landing page.
If you want to do like I could do it for like a one-time charge, and I could set it up for you since you own the domain, and get your real nice landing page. And then once it's built and you own the domain, so it's built, you don't ever have to build it again. Unless you make like a major change.
1 second.
Okay.
We have customers freaking out.
That's not good.
Well, no, we're doing, for a while, there are two places we've done work for quite a while. And one of them's basically a property management company, and they manage little retirement apartments. They're age restricted. They're pretty nice. You start dealing with nothing but a bunch of older people. They freak out when they're plumbing. When you tell them,
yeah,
we're gonna take care of them, and that's not a good enough answer. They want an exact time.
Yeah. And then it kind of, you have trickle effects sometimes with those complexes or HOAs. They kind of, once goes bad and then just moves to the next drain. You don't quite solve it there. Sometimes it goes through, you know, so it's a headache.
Dealing with the property management company, the easy part, it's their tenants that are the tough part. They're friendly enough, but boy, when they want it, they want it now.
Right.
I've got fearful from them more than once.
I don't blame them, though. You know, who wants a plumbing problem in their house, you know? That's never good, especially if it's in the bathroom.
They had a water main break, and I was making the repair on it, and I told them, I said, I'm gonna have to check the water down for probably, you know, anywhere from 3 to 5 hours. And I went as long as I could. I dug everything up, didn't shut the water down, which is really kind of dicey to start with. As soon as I shut the water, and everybody knew, they all freaked. I had them out there. I'm inside a hole, and they're like, "When are you gonna turn the water back on?" And I'm like,
"That's always the worst part of it. You know, okay, shut the water down. Ah, no, you know, let's get that going as quickly."
Anyway. Okay, what else do we need to do?
So, what's your business email address where I could send you everything in writing with your service agreement?
It's ken at proplumbingks.com.
Proplumbingks.com. Okay. And did you want to capitalize on the development of your website? It's a one-time charge of $99. So I know the monthly for this is already at $249. If we add the $99 to get your website built, it'd be $348 today. and then it would stay $249 each month moving forward, as mentioned before.
Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead.
You want to do that? Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good idea, just for the long term. I know you said you're not really big on a site, but once you get it done, it's a good thing to have. You really do just want people to call you, but, you know, sometimes you miss calls, and there's like a little form on there that they could fill out, and that'll save their information for you to get back to them later on.
Okay.
That way you always got a pipeline of leads, you know, keep you busy. And then, let me see here. Okay, so client interview. Oh, actually, how do you want your hours of operation listed, Ken?
24/7.
Okay, I was seeing a lot of stuff online saying 7 to 7, but I'll leave it.
Or
you want to go 7? Let's do 7 to 7 Monday through Sunday, and then I could do, like, emergency services available. That way, if it's, like, before or after those hours, you can charge an extra fee.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And then can you accept cash, check, and card?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I'm going to put card with a fee. So that way you don't incur that cost. Okay. Sometimes a merchant processing charge you like 2 to 6%. Okay. And then for this client interview, what's a good time today we could do your client interview?
Oh, my God.
I could schedule it for tomorrow, too, but, I mean, I'd rather get it done quickly.
Me, too. How late? Oh.
The latest I would be able to do today, actually, is like 4 to 5, so it's not that late.
Is there any way we could do it first thing in the morning?
Yeah, so, I could do 9 to 10 tomorrow.
That'd be okay. Why don't we do that?
All right.
Because normally I drive down to, it's a little over an hour drive where I'm going to work on this one job, and I know I have another one immediately after that. So I don't plan to be down there until noon.
It shouldn't take that long, though, Ken. I mean, it's mostly general knowledge information about your business. We don't ask anything you don't know off the top of your head. So, I mean, I'm sure we could get you through it during that drive as long as you got it hands-free. It takes like 30 minutes. But we scheduled the hour just in case you have extra questions or the call goes over.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, today's just so dicey.
It's okay. I locked you in for tomorrow between 9 and 10.
Let's do that. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, and then I sent you a calendar invitation. I'll also text you 1 hour before. I set up like an automated text message reminder at 8 a.m. I don't know if that's too early for you, but it says you work 7 to 7, so I imagine you're up with the sun. If there is a problem or that doesn't work for you, you could always just call in or text back to that as it comes through. I could reschedule it for you. Just let me know if that's not a good time for you. But as of right now, I have it set for 9 to 10. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay. And now is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Both.
Both. Okay. So it's Ken Yarwood and then Pro Plumbing.
Yeah,
does it say Pro Plumbing LLC or just Pro Plumbing?
Just Pro Plumbing.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN?
Yes.
All right. I'm ready for you, Ken.
4631.
4631.
3200.
3200.
0028.
0028.
7251.
7251. Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
0226.
0226, and then there's a three-digit code on the back.
965.
965?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you have a security question. This is just in case, like, we want to verify your identity or you want to verify the identity of one of our reps that might call you for, like, your website or something to do with your Google business profile. So you have three options for this. It's your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name?
Silva.
What was that? You want to take that call?
Silva. No, it's... Hold on one moment.
Okay.
It was my personal phone, and I get spam calls all day long.
Oh, okay.
just one of those things. Mother's maiden name is Silva.
Okay, how do you spell that?
S-I-L-V-A.
Silva. Okay, gotcha. Some reason over the line, it just came across as like Hilda or something. So just trying to make sure.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Silva. All right, got it. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification, and then you'll be good to go until our client interview tomorrow morning. Now, as I'm walking you through this voice verification, if I say anything that you don't agree with or you don't understand, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Pro Plumbing.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Ken Yarwood, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Ken, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services? Okay, so we know what you currently have. We just want to avoid you duplicating anything or paying for something that you already have, like that duplication of that Google business profile that you have from the gun shop. That's kind of like a headache. So even if it's another business, you want to make sure that if you're going to try and create a Google business profile or submit something online, that the name, address, and phone number differs, or at least if you're going to do it, give us a heads up so we can stop those discrepancies from happening again, okay?
All righty.
All right, we have 24/7 customer service. You'll see our number attached for every text and email you get from us. Okay. So do not hesitate to call. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month, so you're not binded to a long-term contract or anything like that. It says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's January 15th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 with a one-time $99 setup fee to go towards the development of your .com website. So the initial investment is going to be $348. And then on the 15th day, it's going to renew at $249. Now, it says in the fine print, you can discontinue or cancel at any time. We do not have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before your next billing is due. So that way we can stop your billing cycle. And that's it. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome text message. I'm going to process it now, and it's also going to be sent to your email. It'll have a full outline of the agreement in writing, so it's going to have documented everything that we're doing for you. We have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, cancellation policy. At the bottom, you do have to sign off on that, Ken. Try to get that done before the client interview tomorrow morning, and then there'll be another form. It's going to ask you for things for your Google verification, so like your plumbing license, insurance, things that are required by your state. And you can fill that out. Usually takes my guys 3 or 4 days to get that back to me. I know you got to gather your paperwork together and everything, but Try to get it to us as quickly as you can. They're sending a pin to you in the mail. That usually takes about 5 to 7 business days to receive. So it's Monday. I'm thinking that'll actually be there by Friday. But there is a 5-digit number on the back of that. I know your other half was with us earlier, but if you could let her know, if you check the mail and you find that, don't throw it away. It is not trash. You guys need that. And that's something that you'll need to use for, or only need to do one time for the rest of the ownership of the business, unless you guys relocate or change your phone number or something of that nature. Okay?
Okie doke.
All right. If you have any questions, I know it seems like a long call. Maybe if you feel like you're missing anything, don't hesitate to call in, okay? We're here for a reason. You know, we want to make sure that it's working for you. If it's not working for you out there and you're not making money, then we're not going to make money, and we don't like that. So if there's anything that you need, do not hesitate to give us a ring, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Well, look out for that paperwork. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then I'll talk to you in the morning at 9 a.m.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Ken. Talk to you soon.
All right, bye.